This is Bob Ambrogi, and we are recording Law Next. We are here live at the Clio Cloud Conference in San Diego, and interviewing a number of the people who are attending here, speaking here, hanging around here. And right now I'm sitting with Haley Altman. Haley, how are you?
I'm great, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you. And I've known you for a number of years, but you kind of had some big news happen in just the last, 3 months or so, and it wasn't very long ago.
Yeah, August 14th.
So August 14th. So just to recap, you started a company called Doxley. In August, Doxley got acquired by Latera, and you now work for Latera. But so let's back up a little bit and tell us what Doxley was.
Yeah.
And what you started and what you were doing there.
So I was a transactional attorney throughout my career and kind of saw the whole process all the way up through partner and just saw the same pain points over the years. So Doxley is a platform that helps attorneys and clients get deals done. So we want to provide a collaborative workspace where everyone can have a full sense of where you are in the deal process, what do you still need to do, who has the pen to move things forward, and then taking out all the administrative aspects of like the closing and signing process that are super painful and need to be done at a time when everything is like where time is of the essence. So that's what we built, and that's what I'm going to continue building with Latera.
Yeah, and I first met you way back in Startup Alley. You were one of the presenters, contenders in Startup Alley at ABA Tech Show. Three years ago. Okay. And what was the problem that you set out to address when you started Doxley? What was it missing that you thought needed to be fixed?
Everything was just so paper-based. So we'd have these Word document checklists that are supposed to tell us how we move through this deal. And you're talking about, small deals, like $1 million deal, all the way to hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars. And you're managing it all through this Word document that is out of date the second you send it to someone. So, and then you have all these teams where the associate's managing the checklist, but they aren't copied on the emails from the partners. So you never know where things are. And like these clients have legitimate needs to get these deals done on a specific time frame. Like they need to have capital to pay their employees. They need to hit a certain deadline from an SEC perspective. So the timing of how we get these deals done is so important. And so I wanted to really take a look at what were the paper-based, repetitive processes, the admin work, the non-true legal work, and find a way to automate them.
Yeah. So, again, just assuming that all of my listeners don't know all of this stuff. So you were acquired by Latera. What is Latera?
So Latera is a document drafting lifecycle company. So they look at all of the aspects of how you create the documents that you need to provide to your clients. So everything from creating them, building them from a template, to proofreading them. Now you've got to check the defined terms and section references. Now you want to compare versions, and you want to clean them and protect them. And so they really kind of look at the entire like lifecycle of the document. And I think why that made so much sense for us is we look at what happens once that document is drafted. How do you negotiate it? And documents aren't in isolation. A deal is a whole bunch of documents that need to interact together. So we're kind of picking up from their document lifecycle and like really starting into the collaboration and execution kind of phase.
Right. They had also recently acquired Workshare, which had its own kind of transaction platform as well. So how do those different pieces fit together? Is there a sort of a broader vision for where this is all going?
Yeah, so we have a pretty broad vision of what we want to do. And Transact had built a really wonderful product that focused in on the checklist portion of the process. So
Transact was Workshare's
is Workshare's product in the transaction management space. And so they created something that really focused in on the checklist. How do we know what needs to be done to move the documents forward? And so So it really worked well with banking and financing deals where you had hundreds of conditions precedent that you needed to satisfy before a loan agreement could be signed. So I got to prove that that the company exists. I've got to prove that there's no liens on the company. So I have to pull UCC statements. So it's like this whole list of things that a bank needs to see before they can go into the loan agreement. Sometimes these are hundreds of items. And so they really focused in on how do we make sure that we are getting the right approvals? How do we make sure we've ticked off all these things? And so what we're doing now is we're taking like what they've done in banking and finance and focusing on the checklist, what Doxley's done, focusing a little bit more on M&A, private equity, and venture capital, and really trying to build a best of breed product that services all types of transactions from all different geographic areas. So they were a UK-based company, so they did a lot of UK and EMEA deals where we're a US-based company and we did a lot of US and Canadian deals. And so what we really want to do is make it so that you have one system that you can go in to negotiate deals, no point solutions. You go one place, can work through the entire process, no matter what deal type or jurisdiction you're in.
Yeah. How has this acquisition affected you in the sense of what are your responsibilities now? What are you focusing on now?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm focusing on...
It's affected you in a lot of ways, which is not a very precise question, but what are you doing now?
Oh, man. I don't know. What am I not doing? No, I mean, so it's been a big change. You know, there are certain things now that I don't have to be responsible for anymore. Payroll. Like, I did my last payroll like a month ago, and that was really nice.
Yeah.
Like, so some of the back, I don't do a lot of the back office stuff or all the other management stuff that I used to do. But now it's like a totally different approach to it. We're saying we're going to combine both of these products. So what are the best features of each that need to come together to really meaningfully affect our customers? A big focus for me is like, what it's important to bring those things together? What do we need to do right by both sets of current customers? And then how do you really tackle this adoption problem? So that's another big focus that I have is, you know, we're going to build into this transaction management. We have a big vision of building it. We want to integrate the Latera products into the transaction management platform so that you really can actually, you know, kind of work on your documents and the negotiation process in one place. So we have a big vision of what we want to do. And so my goal is to, you know, kind of understand the landscape, help guide putting the companies together and creating the vision of what we want to do next, with a really heavy focus on what we need to do to increase adoption.
Yeah. It must be night and day to go from a pretty small startup to working for Latera, which is a well-established and sizable company. How is that, what's been the impact of that for you?
Oh, I mean, it's been pretty amazing. Like, you get nervous. Like, I mean, you can't go into this not being nervous. Like, what's going to happen next? Like, how am I mean, there's a lot of systems to learn. So a bigger company has a lot of processes. Like, we do a lot of things by the seat of our pants. Like, okay, let's just do this because we need to do it. And so they've got, you know, like great processes that they put into place and stuff like that. So there is a learning curve to get like our whole team up to speed on a new way of working.
Yeah.
But then you have access to this huge, incredible team that you can work with, that you can bounce ideas off of, that can like take the pressure off of. You know, we're working with some really large law firms and with a customer success team of like two people.
Yeah.
And so to be able to like leverage an entire support organization, to be able to tap into sales organization. We did founder sales and had one AE. So like, you know, that was the amount of resources is just so amazing. And then the fact that they are so in line with like what our vision is, like just makes it really awesome because they're really excited about what we're doing and how it builds into what they're doing. So it's been great. There's definitely a learning curve, but it's been really awesome.
Yeah. I'm assuming that your user base tends to be larger firm lawyers. We're here at Clio, which kind of focuses a little more on smaller firms.
Yeah.
What brings you here? What's your interest in this conference?
Yeah. So when we started, I mean, most of our inbound interest was large law firms, but we have always had like a good group of smaller firms. So firms that are like five people that maybe left a big firm and are doing the same sort of venture capital deals that they did when they practiced in a bigger firm. And so you're starting to see that more and more where these are like very specific focused firms. They may be smaller, but they do the exact same type of deals. They do them at the same, a fairly high scale, you know, and so they have the same needs and they don't have the ability to add in extra resources. So where they may have had like a bigger paralegal team in the small firms, like they don't. So we've seen good adoption with like some of the smaller firms that are able to pick it up. They have less systems in place that make it harder to put technology in. So to me, it's like I love all of our large law firm clients, but I see such a market in being able to really help smaller firms get their deals done.
Yeah. You're not an integration partner with Clio, though, are you?
No, that's something that we've talked to Clio about and have considered doing. And so it comes down to timing and focus of what we need. And we had a lot of large law firms, so we couldn't prioritize that yet. But that's definitely something we'll consider.
Yeah. You said earlier that one of the principal areas of focus for you these days is just on increasing adoption. What are the challenges in that? How are you going about that?
Yeah, I mean, when you have anyone that bills in 6-minute increments, taking like, you know, taking 10 of them from them is you know, for you know, take an hour of their time is really challenging. So you have to figure out how you can meet them where they are. So when they're ready to start a deal, they don't have time to do an hour of training or to walk through it. So how do we give them better resources that are like kind of just in time resources that they can leverage while they're in the application? And or how do we, you know, kind of work with them better to kick off different workflows when they start a deal so that we can help make sure that they can get over that fear of change. Yeah. I mean, it's just, there's just a fear of doing something different. I know that it may take me like 10 hours to do this and a technology could help me do it in one, but I know how to do the 10-hour process. And so now it's just giving them the materials, holding their hand enough so that they can feel comfortable to start, because once they do it, then they see the benefit of it. So I think that has been that's the challenge of finding them, meeting them where they are, getting them the resources when they need them so that they can just get started.
Yeah. So as we speak, you are soon to be leaving for the airport to take off for an event at which you're up for possible award as Legal Technologist of the Year from Financial Times. Congratulations. That's
Thank
pretty
you.
Cool.
It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. But you must get a lot of other startup people. I mean, I know you speak a lot. You're on the circuit a lot. You must get a lot of startup founders who come to you asking you for advice on what they should do. So what's the best lesson you learned from this whole process you've been through over the last few years? What advice do you give others?
So I think one of the key advices I give people is to build a network. I think, you know, in starting this, one of the things I did and focused on it was in part how I learned how to develop business in the law firm. Like I would put myself out there, I would go to networking events, I would challenge myself to talk to one more person than I had talked to the last time, never needing anything. I wanted to meet people, just understand what they did. And so I started doing that in this industry. So I would go to the conferences, I would speak if I could, but I would take the time to get to meet people, get to know them, get to understand without needing something from them. I just genuinely wanted to know. So then I had this community of people that I could ask questions to or that I could get introductions to. And so then when the acquisition parts came up, I knew every CEO of a company that might acquire us.
Yeah.
And so I had genuine conversations with them, but you know, I had built up that entire network, and that network would introduce me to law firms. They'd be like, hey, I just heard that this firm is looking for something in transaction management, and they'd make the introduction. And so like having that network, but then also having those people that you could really meaningfully have the harder talks with of what are the true challenges.
Yeah.
And like when you're at a conference, everyone's got their, oh my God, it's so wonderful. Like this is amazing. Love running a business. Like it is horribly hard some days. Like it can be very like someone just asked me on an AMA if being a lawyer is soul crushing. I'm like, being an entrepreneur can be soul crushing because you will have the best news. You'll sell a big customer, but then there'll be like a customer support issue where you're just like, oh my God, it's all falling apart. You know, it's just, So having those people that you can say, you know what, like, I'm working on this deal and it's taken over 12 months. Like, how am I going to close this? Or what am I going to do? When am I going to raise more capital? Or how am I going to, like, make this all work? Or, gosh, I think I need to fire this person. Like,
right.
I don't know how to do that.
Right.
You know, so if you build that network, they make connections for you, but they also have real conversations with you and can share what they've done when the challenges have faced them.
Yeah, and I think a lot of entrepreneurs don't feel comfortable with the idea of, I don't know, failure is the right word, but not every company succeeds.
No.
And I mean, you had news this week of another legal tech founder who decided he's going to have to pull the plug, and you hired him. He went to work for you. So that's good. But I know I've talked to a number of entrepreneurs who feel like they just, when the bad times are there, they feel like they can't talk about it because they have to put on this really good face of that everything's going great. The one of the companies that closed last year, another former Startup Alley and award winner here was the Tali, the voice activated. The guy who started that wrote a great blog post on, if you saw it on Medium, where he kind of talks about the whole process of starting and trying to keep it going. So it's a struggle. So I think that networking is really important to emphasize.
Well, and then, I mean, you have that community you can talk to, and then when you find out that it isn't working and you are open with people, then it can lead to the next opportunities.
Yeah.
And that's why, I mean, when Tunji told me he was thinking of going back to a law firm and back to practice, I was like, or come work with me, like, continue building this vision. Like, he's incredibly passionate and really wants to, like, bring meaningful change. And so when you've got that network, when you talk to people, and to be honest, they were one of our competitors at one point. And I just think that it just makes more sense to just get to know people. You should know everyone. Like, I know all of the people, you know, I try to make a point to get to know people.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, even if we're competitive, we're still trying to do something that I think is important and pretty awesome. And the more each of us succeed, the better off we all are.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, that's one other thing I've seen in this space over the years. And Cleo is a great example of it, of founders and entrepreneurs and business people who support each other. They don't see each other as competitors. I mean, Jack Newton is a perfect example of that. At Cleo, Ed Walters at Fastcase, people like that who over the years have just been mentors to so many other companies and startups. So good. Well, what else? Anything else going on? Anything else?
You know, ask me in like a day
going,
or two, and then it might be something new. I mean, it's been, that's the exciting thing. I mean, I think with legal tech, everything goes so quickly. Everything's growing. Everything's changing.
Yeah.
The challenges, you know, keep coming. And I think I'm sure we'll have some new news soon, but our goal is to just stay focused on delivering a really awesome integrated product.
Yeah, well, I imagine
customers.
You're still full bore in the integration process.
Oh,
I mean, that's got to be
absolutely. Good, I mean, we're really like kind of focused in on that, and just like, what are we going to build that's going to make be the best thing for all of our customers and be something that's truly distinct in the market as a go forward basis. So leverage a lot of talent, a lot of ideas, and really kind of bring it together.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on all your successes, and I hope you win today.
Thank you.
Well deserved, of course. And thanks for taking the time to talk to me. Good to see you.
Thank you for all of your support over the years.
All right.